The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
Now, off the balls, David Wilson is here to look ahead to a bumper weekend of sport. Let's start with Ga and the provincial football finals and Munster hurling.
Yep, Waterford are taking on Cork down in Welsh Park. It's a big game. Waterford are bottom of the table. They're yet to get out of Munster in this new round robin format. Cork have obviously beaten Tip and Limerick so far in 2026 in the championship. It's a massive opportunity, I say, for Waterford, because they've kind of been quietly going along, and people haven't been paying maybe too much attention to Peter Queeley. And
yeah, drew a tip,
beaten by Clare, and have like the probably the two hardest games in Cork and Limerick to come. But
so Waterford have to win this.
Have to win this, and I think they'll be thinking as well, like, this is an opportunity to beat Cork in your own patch as well. It's a big opportunity. Cork are missing a few, like Kieran Joyce is there for the season with an ACL. Rob Downey is going to miss a couple of weeks with an ankle injury, so that's your fullback and shadow halfback gone. So that's your spine of your defense as well. So it's like Stephen Bennett there has played for Waterford. They do have a really good inside forward line in Desi Hutchinson and Sean Walsh and Kevin Mahoney. I think it's going to make for a really interesting game. Okay. 6 o'clock on a Saturday evening down in Waterford.
And the provincial football finals. Could there be a surprise in Munster? There's been a few surprises in football so far. Could Cork do a job and do a number on Kerry? They've pushed him close a couple of times in the last few years.
Yeah, like they famously beat them in 2020 in that kind of COVID game in a semi-final, and then Cork beat Kerry, and then when it got to the Munster final, Tip shocked them. So Cork haven't won a Munster football title for 14 years, and you can kind of think about a historic kind of storied football county in Cork, and not having won a provincial crown for 14 years is probably too long in their minds. Like they haven't beaten Kerry and Killarney since 1995, so it's like history is against them, but there's a quiet confidence. It's going to look like there's going to be over 30,000 people in Killarney for the game. You know, there seems to be quite a considerable Cork crowd travelling down, so it's quite a big game for the Rebels. And Kerry are missing quite a few. They're missing Tom O'Sullivan, missing Joe O'Connor, Sean O'Shea was already ruled out as well for Sunday. So this is a massive opportunity for Cork to go and do something, and it would be great, I think, for the championship as well to upset the apple cart. What it means in the long run of things probably doesn't mean a whole it would be great for Cork football.
And David, what about Roscommon v Galway?
Yeah, Roscommon take on Galway on Sunday in the Hyde. Roscommon haven't beaten Galway in the championship fair since the 2019 decider. Dermot Murtagh is just kind of, yeah, he's been flying all year for the Rossies. He scored 358 last season. Him and his brother Kieran, he's slightly older than him, will be hard stopped. Dermot Murtagh had 110 against Mayo last time out. And he's the top scorer in Roscommon history. He's got 29,412. So that's 499 points. So he'll be going for his 500, probably, no doubt, this weekend. Roscommon sometimes don't have a good record in their own backyard in the Hyde. Galway are coming down the road with looking for five in a row in Connacht as well. Pádraig Joyce seems to have all the players back, as in Shane Walsh is starting, Damien Comer's on the bench, and Robbie Finnerty is flying as well. And Galway have had quite a number of injuries over the last kind of couple of seasons, which kind of disrupted their preparations. And this is a chance now, I think, for Galway to maybe peak at the right stage for them. So it should be a really interesting game at 4:15 on Sunday.
What about the Leinster hurling, David?
Yeah, the Leinster hurling, it hasn't really caught fire the same way as Munster has. Kildare played Galway on Saturday afternoon. Galway should be comfortable winners there. Wexford are playing Dublin at 4 o'clock, and that's probably the game of the round in Leinster, because Dublin drew against Offaly, and Wexford have beaten Kildare as well. So like whoever kind of looking for that third spot or that third spot behind Galway and Kilkenny most likely is probably going to come from the Wexford Dublin game. Kilkenny take on Offaly on Sunday, and there's been a lot of kind of criticism of the Kilkenny team over the last kind of, you know, couple of months, but you know they're probably bubbling along, and you should never write off Kilkenny. They should have enough to beat Offaly on Sunday. And yeah, Wexford or Dublin, who'll come third? You'd most likely think the Dubs.
Yeah, I think it's life fancy for Dubs. Now, let's talk Premier League football. Huge match, which you're covering on Sunday. Arsenal play West Ham. I think if Arsenal win that game, they win the league. But there's no guarantee they will win that game.
There's no guarantee that they'll win that game, but I think you're right, Shane. I think if they do win the game, it's the season. The Premier League title race is done. West Ham have obviously fighting for their lives in the relegation zone. Arsenal, the momentum has changed all of a sudden. It was kind of all panic stations after Man City beat them. Then Man City went to Burnley, scraped the 1-0 win there, and then obviously they drew on Monday night against Everton. And then Arsenal were playing the Tuesday night of the Champions League semi-final, beat Atletico Madrid, get to the first European Cup final in 20 years. The mood music has changed around Arsenal. It's an unbelievable opportunity to win a Premier League and a Champions League. Look, in the Champions League final, they'll have a tough game against
Paris Saint-Germain. Shane Coleman is very excited.
Very excited.
But it is, like, it's just...
I'd take one of them, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think most Arsenal fans are like
prefer?
That as well.
Champions League. They've never won the Champions League. But I think that'll be really hard because PSG... Like, I think they have a chance against PSG, but they win their three games that they've left in the league, they win the league. It's
exactly,
guaranteed.
Yeah.
And they should do that.
Yeah, like West Ham really need to win.
That's the fear. And West Ham fans hate Arsenal. It'll be a cauldron.
It will be.
There in their place. So yeah.
Arsenal have a good record in London derbies, and they've had quite a good record as well against West Ham. I think they've beaten them 39 times over the last...
Yeah, West Ham have picked them off a couple of... West Ham cost them the league 2 years ago. They beat them in Arsenal at around Christmas, and it ended up costing Arsenal the league. So I'm not massively confident about it. I'm hopeful.
No, Nuno Espirito Santo, the West Ham manager, he does do a good job of setting up teams for particular games. So it's live and off the ball on Sunday. Stephen Doyle and Keith Tracy in commentary for that one from half four.
You were mentioning Man City taking on Brentford tomorrow.
Yeah, City have to play Brentford tomorrow. It's a big game for both Man City and Brentford. Brentford are still chasing European football. They're right in there amongst the Brighton and Bournemouth for European football. Battle of the Bees, and these are all the teams that are kind of relying on data and they're like the new wave of football and signing players from all over the world and kind of putting teams together.
Well, they're all doing brilliantly. They're all outperforming hugely.
Exactly, and it's probably this is the product of the hard work that's been done with those clubs over the last couple of years.
That's not an easy game for City.
It's not.
I mean, the factor at home, they should do it, but it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not. But City have been, at times they've been very good, but at this times as well they have been very suspect. And yeah, like they completely capitulated against Everton. There's no other word for it on Monday night. Mark Gahey gave the goal away. They went 3-1 down from a set piece, and Jacob Ryan scored.
Everton will be kicking themselves. They didn't hold on to win that game. They should have done.
Exactly.
Lots of action in the League of Ireland tonight.
Yep, tonight at 7 o'clock, I think Stephen Doyle and Johnny Dunleavy are making their way down to Galway for Galway United and Shamrock Rovers. Galway have a terrible record against Shamrock Rovers. They haven't beaten them for 43 games.
Wow.
The run stretches back. Yeah, the run stretches back to...
And you know what? I don't think it's going to change tonight.
Well, you say that, but I think in the last 10 years, Shamrock Rovers has never beaten them by more than 2 goals. So the last couple of games have been tight, and Stephen Bradley's been speaking this week that they never get an easy game against John Caulfield's side. And that's true. Galway are hard to beat. You think Shamrock Rovers have enough. They have a couple of players back. Graham Burke is back. And they're kind of maybe finding their momentum as we get into the summer, and this is the kind of part of the year where Rovers kind of hit their groove. Big game then in Oriel Park as well. The Dundalk and Bohemians both level on points.
Bows need a win badly. Haven't won in 9 games, I think it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Still incredibly in third place. I don't know how, but they are. But they do need a win. Dundalk have overperformed, but last few weeks maybe a little bit of a reality check for Dundalk.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of a reality check, and I suppose the getting beaten at home for the first time last week by Shelburne. But that's just the reality of the league. The league is... It is where it is because, teams can all take points off each other, and that's why it makes the league so entertaining, because there's not a whole pile of difference in quality between top and bottom.
Entertaining and excruciating in equal measure, yeah.
And maybe finally, David, the Women's Six Nations are taking on Wales in Belfast tomorrow.
Yeah, Ireland, they had the week off last week after kind of losing to France, and they were quite good against France for quite a large part of that game. They had, I think, 3 disallowed tries. Scott Beaman is doing a good job. They've kind of turned a corner this last couple of years. Wales up in Belfast. Wales, they finished the campaign at Wales this weekend, and Scotland and the Aviva Stadium next week. So next week is going to be huge for them as well.
They need to win those two games.
They need to win those two games to show that the body of work that the coaching staff and the players have been doing over the last couple of years is kind of working. And I think they will. And it's a great opportunity as well to put them in a feel-good factor heading into the summer.
Thanks for that, David. We shall chat to you again very soon.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. This is News Talk.